I understand Larry Kudlow, the country's greatest economist, is with us.
You know, I just want to pick up on the conversation with the former Secretary of State, my colleague Mike Pompeo. The key point here with respect to China is the Ukraine. And it is also the key point with respect to Putin and Russia. I mean, look, if you take a look at the very good op-ed piece in the New York Post by former General Wes Clark, what he's saying is, at this moment, as the Russians pull back and try to hold on to Donetsk, it is essential that the Biden administration focus all the resources to help the Ukraine and to get all of the MiGs and Sukhov and air defenses and artillery rounds, give Zelensky everything he needs so he actually can throw the Russians out of Donetsk. He threw them out of Kiev, and he can throw them out of the eastern Ukraine. And if you do that, if you defeat Putin in the Ukraine, first of all, Putin will be gone, okay? He will be thrown out in Moscow, and he will be tried as a war criminal. But the key is victory in Ukraine. Second point, if you do this, that sends a message to China that the United States and the free world will not tolerate breaking the rules of what we used to think of as the international order. That is to say, you can't just willy-nilly march in to these countries, violate their sovereignty and their human rights. You can't do that. And if you try to do it, as Putin has tried to do it, you will meet unbelievable resistance from what we used to call the free world. But the focus is not China per se. The focus is right here in the eastern part of the Ukraine to defeat the Russians and Putin. That is the key to everything right now. And I can't emphasize that enough. And Wes Clark, who is a Democrat, he's a former Democratic presidential candidate. He's a moderate Democrat. And he was a fine, fine general, has the story completely right. And everybody should have a look at that New York Post column. But these are things that we've been talking about. There's a bill in Congress to bring forward the sanctions on Russian oil imports to the United States. That bill would stop the Russian oil imports and all the financing that goes to Putin from those Russian exports, our imports. That would stop it immediately upon passage of this bill. The way the Bidens have set up this sanction is it doesn't go into place until the latter part of June, all right, June 23rd or June 24th.
They're kicking the ball down the field, but the British and the European community is still buying and paying Putin for oil.
Yes, this is a problem. It's more or less $1 billion a day. It's roughly $40 billion. The EU has, with their purchases of oil and gas, you're quite right, is actually giving Russia far, far, far more money than they've contributed to the Ukraine. And it is. It's a very big problem. And some should be done about that problem. But probably at this stage, in the next couple weeks, to use Wes Clark's column again, so I think it was spot on, and General Keane has said the same thing here at Fox. Give Zelensky and his generals everything they need. We still haven't given them the MiGs. We still haven't done that, for God's sakes. We still, you know, the S-300s actually are coming. That's a good thing. But he needs more anti-aircraft systems, and he needs those MiGs because we can, you know, the Ukrainian army is outperforming the Russian army on the ground.
Oh, by and large. There is no Russian army.
They're leaving combat. They're deserting. They're selling gasoline in order to buy food. I mean, it's a crazy story. But in order for the Ukrainian army to win, they have to have air cover. And so these air defense systems are so, so important. And the Biden administration has been, you know, as always, they're very, very slow. But this is where the rubber meets the road. You want to whip China, you got to whip Putin in the Ukraine. It's that simple. And then you'll get rid of him. He is a war criminal. He is a crook. I don't know why we haven't seized his yacht, his $700 million yacht,
Larry,
which is sitting off the coast.
Larry, he's our partner. Ago. He's our negotiating partner with the Iranians. I mean,
yes.
You can't make this up. I saw somebody very high up in the Israeli government at lunch, and his answer, I said, what's going on? And the Israelis are very scared that President Biden is not going to back them up, so they're staying close to Putin, because if Iran gets all the goodies and opens up everything, they're not depending on President Biden. They want to depend on Putin, too. And don't forget, the Israelis are smart people.
I don't agree with that.
That's what I was told,
Israel,
Larry.
Yeah, I have different information from other sources. It's a much more complicated. Israel knows how to do business with Russia to some extent, but Israel will never rely on Russia. But the point is, the issue of Vladimir Putin comes to a point in Ukraine. Everything comes to a point in Ukraine. You defeat Putin in Ukraine, you will have destroyed Putin. Look, I would give credit, however, to the Ukrainian military forces and also the Ukrainian civilian forces. They emigrated, they came back. So you have these militias on the ground. It's their country, it's their families, their lives, and their business, and they're fighting like hell. The Ukrainian army turns out to be a tremendous performer. I mean, look, General Milley said 5 or 6 weeks ago that in 72 hours, the Russians would take Kyiv, and he was completely wrong. This is a key point, and the next couple weeks are going to be crucial. And if you want to defeat China, you have to defeat Putin in Ukraine. And if you want to reestablish international rules of order and sovereignty and freedom and human rights, it all begins and ends in Ukraine. That is how incredibly important this is. And whether the Biden administration understands this urgency remains to be seen. I want them to do the right thing because we are all American patriots. He is our president. But this is absolutely the key point in the world struggle for freedom. Right now, it's in Ukraine and indeed the eastern part of Ukraine. You hold that, or if the Ukrainians can retake that, then you will have rid the world of Vladimir Putin. And that is a blow for victory.
Larry Kudlow, thank you so much. And I'll be listening to you at 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock on Saturday morning, the number one show on Saturdays on WABC, WABCradio.com. Thank you so much, Larry. I'll be listening.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.